joined. Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Has joined.
Oh, we are in studying Vayeras chapter 20. Verse 271, and we were going to ask if you wanted to stay there or go on to 272.
You can go on.
Okay. So, Pasuk 272, we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kutchab Reithu, Ishkinte, Bibhilu, Urchimu, Utkilu, Utkilu, Urchimu. Le'atta, L'shem, Yudhe Bavape, the Yehuda, Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'sok Torah Mitzvah, Vahino Amadunai Elohinu, Alena Maseya, Dena Kurene, Alena Maseya, Dena Kurenehu. Bekama dinin itapek, bekama gavavin. Ha pok, bekol yoma ihu ikre, rum zule, zulut. Dim tachna legabe, bene adam kol gavavin. Dikle zaamo. The food shabrihu. They are it hasyan. The inun yatvin. The room made the alma. Umne nasha. The sikhluta. Dilhon. La mashke. Bahon. The translation, he changes into many kinds of judgment. Every day he changes into many colors. This means that they receive a different shape each time. It happens when offensive speech is exalted and collected cheaply among the rulers of men. All sorts of judgments appear in the vessel of wrath of the Holy One, blessed be he. And these judgments remain at the top of the world, while human beings, because of their ignorance, are not aware of them. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse is clear as written. Because Satan feeds light to the gossipers, they continue to speak Lashon Hara. The judgments at the top of the world are the first to be released. This is Satan's motivation. Commentary by Bracha. Verse 271 is reminding us who is the final executioner. fulfilling the verdict made from the highest Supreme Court in the heavens. Reported from below in Zerampin of Asiya about the evil behavior committed from the lawless ones, called wicked or evil. As the old adage goes, the buck stops here. Hashem is the final judge and executioner. He is mankind's disciplinarian, parent, not his angels. When Hashem's anger is aroused, then we see the final outcome. Without awareness about the process steps taken before our Maker is brought into this picture, when accounting the evil actions taken to the extremes by we humans, his children. The phrase sharp sword in his hand is referring to Hashem, our judge and executioner. Also, eyes glowing like fiery flames of fire, and I will go down and see. Another reminder who is watching, listening, and accounting from above. This is Hashem, our disciplinary parent, our father whom we make full accounting to, for our choices displayed in actions with others, to ourselves and towards Hashem. Questions. What is this most harmful, destructive, powerful emotion on a human level? Hashem, as our parent, wants us to have full self-control with accounting for the choice of actions taken by ourselves without blaming, excusing, nor faulting another for our display on this emotion. Do you know which is the emotion? You know your own triggers that arouses or alerts you on this possible destructive emotion that's surfacing inside of you. Are you initially able to use the striking by binding tool with this emotion, or have you discovered that something else is needed before reaching this full self-accounting consciousness to be fully in control of yourself first? This emotion isn't evil. It is how we use it and defend our stand for the use on this emotion. When does Hashem, as our parent, approve with this emotion that he has entrusted us to develop toward proper balance of use? Questions, comments, thoughts?
Hanok, I think it's interesting how in your commentary you focused solely on Lashon Hara. My focus was more on the emotions that bring up one's deep feelings of hurt and pain. And so in regards to the questions asked, the most troubling emotion that we have that most people are fearful of is really their own anger. And it's thank goodness we live at a time today that there has been enough research based by science in the behaviors area that describes how this process has taken place, and that one need not be ashamed of their anger. It's just what they do with it. The most dangerous part of anger and being mad about something, I don't know if it's really a display of, you know, it's all for me. It's not that at all. It's revealing that there is a tremendously emotional pain inside that means hurt. And there's three stages to this. The first stage is that you feel a frustration, and that frustration you're not sure where it's coming from. Second stage, you confront your fear. And fear is a pretty hard emotion for many of us to look at, because most of us were born into a fearful, traumatic state and not even aware of it, because it's in our first 7 years of our recordings of our life that science proved clearly in our time, this time, that that trauma stays with us, even repeating in our lives, you know, choices that we've made. And then if you can get to the third stage, it's where the heart has been wounded very deeply. So when it comes down to offensive speech, when it's Lashon Hara, it, you know, where does that fall in? Because usually Lashon Hara, you know, it depends. The focus usually has been, from my experience, you know, that we're doing something offensive about another. But yet we know that in life we do have reportings to see how another is. Does that make it Lashon Hara? If you're only wanting to know how to be there to help that person in a moment of great struggle, because mostly, most of us, we feel helpless. We're not always sure how to help someone because we do not want to create offense or whatever. So anyway, just the thoughts of the two areas. I was focusing on emotions, and of course you're focusing on the offensiveness of speech. Does it make it true that saying expletives are very harmful? I don't know if it's used in a correct way to get attention that leads towards correct healing action, then by all means, that's how it's understood, I think, but I could be wrong. Anyway, just some thoughts. Thanks.
Does anybody else have any comments they'd like to make? Bracha, I didn't hear any question in what you asked, so if there was a question, let me know now.
Not a question, just reinforcing the differences in our statements, which they're both correct in my mind. So is this a difficult subject to talk about? It may be, because most of us are so unaware of our own speaking reasons and motives of why we do or say what we do. And also another aspect is that there are those who are afraid to speak their mind and truth because they are fearful of the consequences. And that's where one has to understand themselves better towards their own self-mastery. Mastering your speech and your communication with true motives is what maintains one's integrity to themselves. Again, it has nothing to do with self-love. It has nothing to do with selfish love. It has to do with discovering who one is by the words that they speak. It's just when one takes their words to a point where it really is aimed at hurting someone, because in essence, you've been hurt, and not knowing how to address it. So communication is a pretty big struggle, even with humanity. As old as we are, we have a lot of growing up. I'm fascinated, Hanok, by the fact that in my generation, we have been able to accomplish the very keys what makes effective communication. But even though we have the knowledge of this, even the workings of the brain of how it's done, the interactions between another is about the most challenging thing we have, of being able to speak our truth clearly, and with kindness, and with truth at the same time, but without using sarcasms or jabs or whatever, which some people have used as defense mechanisms that are very, very, very harmful. So has mankind improved with all the knowledge that we have received today? I'm not sure. Right now, I'm not sure. We have a lot of practice to do, and most of the times we won't take that practice, I guess. Anyway, that's just my thoughts again.
Thank you for sharing. The reason I concentrated on Lashon Hara is that's what the sages tell us is the reason that the Mashiach has not come, the temple has not been rebuilt, and the resurrection of the dead has not taken place. That Lashon Hara is the manifestation of Hinat Sinam, hatred for no reason. And anger, as you were commenting, your comments about the emotions, and especially anger. Anger is an effect. Usually people get angry to hide behind it, to not have to divulge who they are, to not have to share who they are. Remember, a lot of our interactions with verbs, with words, are due to the societal imprint. So you will have certain groups of people in this current society that feels the need to swear or use words that are considered swear. GD is an example. Other expressions of strong emotion, but in reality, they're just doing that to be presented to other people. They're saying it. It's a learned behavior to use that kind of language. It's a learned behavior, the way we speak to each other. And that is essentially what you were saying, but in different ways. So you were perceiving it as two different things, and one of the things in Kabbalah we search for is how do you reconcile two distinct essences. And yes, they can be perceived as two different things, or you can step to the higher level and reconcile them and unify them. The Lashon Hara is done to make your ego feel important or higher than the person you're talking to or the person you're talking about. Your anger is also the same effect. You're using anger to hide behind, which is another way of saying that the Lashon Hara was to make you feel higher than the other person. Essentially, you're hiding behind the bad words. I'm not sure I'm being clear, but I hope I am.
All I know, because this in my own personal life experiences, it's not necessarily the complete truth that someone is hiding behind their emotions. They're trying to understand their emotions. But when someone has been emotionally deeply hurt and betrayed, deeply, Hanok, and they're trying to get this out, yes, they may speak to someone else, but usually it's just venting out so the other person who's listening can help them process the makeup of that emotion, because sometimes the emotion may not be anger, but remember, anger is a secondary emotion. It comprises more than one emotion. It could be frustration that leads to feeling mad, feeling out of control, feeling helpless, whatever. It's a combination of many emotions, including jealousy. So being able to know oneself and knowing how to get down to those tender emotions that need to be released. I do understand the danger of Lashon Hara when you deliberately go out, destroy another person's reputation because you want to get even with them. That's called, you know, the one behavior that our Creator does not approve of, and that is, let me finish, please. That is, you know, creating dissension amongst others. So the value of one word, basically, in essence, is so important. And sometimes, and I'm not making excuses for those, but we all have some emotional pain, Hanok, that needs to be worked through. That's the beauty of therapy. But again, ownership of recognizing how you, the person who's hurting, how do you heal it and how do you correct it? And then you go through the stages of forgiveness. So it's very multi-leveled here in our learning. And that's what makes, in my opinion, in regards to being human. We came here to learn and to balance, but we have three areas that we have to constantly be in touch with: our thoughts, processing connected to our emotions. They work as a team. And too often, if we're not aware of the effect of what that is bringing up, then the actions are taken. Do I really think that people deliberately go out of their way to hurt another? I don't think so, no, because they don't want to be hurt. But I don't know. You just have to go from your own life experiences.
We have a disagreement because it's not that people go out of their way to hurt someone. That's not what they're doing. But what they're doing is protecting their own ego, their own perception of themselves. If you walk up to two women talking, and I'm using women just as an example, you can be walking up to two people and you say to one, "You really look good today." Is that lashon hara? The answer is yes. Why? Because when you say you look good today, the other person in that conversation is saying, "Why didn't I get that same compliment?" It's a whole idea. They're not doing it on purpose, but they're not calculating the effect of their words. And almost every conversation today that has more than two people has aspects of lashon hara. If someone is going out of their way to hurt someone because they're holding a grudge, it wouldn't be called lashon hara. It's called recluse. It's a totally different category of words.
You know, Hanok, because we have to be very mindful of what we communicate, that means how well you know yourself and do you take courage to express who you are. And I see all the differences that you're pointing, but I do disagree with you that one does not always know the impact of the hurtfulness of the word if the intention was to get even. But the one who received that, their bigger challenge is to see to it that they don't pass it on to someone else, even unto their pets when they get angry about something. Displacing your anger is a danger. So we may be right on what we're saying with each other, but yet on the other hand, I don't know. I just don't think that we can always base it that someone's hiding their ego. I know when people are hurting and hurting bad, there's no hiding of the ego. They're hurting and they want to find resolvement. That's especially if the person has integrity of honesty to make sure that their communication is clear. So in other words, at the extent that I'm looking at what you're painting, I come away with the thought, well, don't even speak at all. That will not save you because you have your thoughts to deal with as well. So when your thoughts and your speech are based on either one of two things, it's either fear or it's love. And so basically, love will always, always surmount all the pain that you've had inside. And many times someone, when they share something with another person that they were hurt by, the other person usually is unaware that they've even hurt that person, and, you know, if you really have a sincere friendship. So are we in a stage of maturing in our communication? Yes. Does our societies today have a lot to be desired to improve their communication with the proper intent of making sure it's based on love? I would say so. And so it does take courage, Hanok. Many people have been misjudged, terribly misjudged. So, and we live now in a society that is more slanderous than hearing the truth. That's pretty hard to deal with too today, you know, what we're seeing going on. So, again, I don't feel that everything is ego-based when you get down to the tender feelings. It has to be expressed so both parties can take ownership and have that renewal and begin again. Otherwise, why have speech? Why talk? I mean, that's how it comes out to me when I hear what you're saying.
We've run out of time, so... appreciate your comments, Brahma.
You're welcome.
Everyone have a beautiful evening. Our class tonight will be a Zohar class in the later class. or the parasha of Noah. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Thank you.